Joined now by Knoxville boys basketball coach Joel Keady. Panthers win it by a score of 87-30 over Cardinal on Friday night. I think you kind of knew going in this would probably happen, and it took care of business. But Lincoln Norris, he just defies logic.
Yeah, yeah, great shooter. The game's a lot different nowadays than it was even 10 years ago where, I mean, don't shoot so many threes. And if you shoot a three, have your toes on the line. And it's just a different game. And it's cool to be able to enable and allow guys that have put in the work to be able to show that off on the court.
What I have been impressed with all year is the way the guys share the ball. And they did that tonight. I don't know how, when I don't keep assists or anything, but I think you had a lot of your baskets with an assist with it as well.
Yeah, and a lot of the basketball these guys watch, and everybody watches now, is highlights that you see on social media, and it's a lot of, you know, dribble one-on-one moves and dunks and all that stuff, and that's not, you know, pure basketball in my opinion. And when you move the basketball, more passes, less dribbles, and find the open guy for an open shot, that's going to be your best percentage at the end of the day. So we try to get as many of those as we can.
Going into the game, you had two tough games going in, two challenges, Pella Christian and Albia. You won those by significant margins. How did you keep the guys motivated, or do you really need to? Is it really, or did you always, all you have to do is say, hey, guys, game time, let's get focused?
Yeah, and we've put in a lot of work so far, kind of setting the tone for the season and, you know, setting the bar of what we want to accomplish. And so they're pretty focused, and obviously that we want to still have fun with it and enjoy the journey that we're on, and, you know, keep trying to get better every day and peak at the end of the season. And so some days that can get a little monotonous because we've had lots of practices and sometimes not that many games. So when we do have the games, we really try to take advantage of it.
And you're going through a stretch where you probably have more games than practices. And you said, I remember talking after the Newton game, that hey, maybe we want to play more games now. Now you're getting into this. Is this kind of a rhythm you kind of like? I mean, I know this, more games are probably what you should be playing in a stretch here.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. Our practices are, you know, very difficult and very challenging, and so I think sometimes for some of the guys, they're a little relieved when we get to the game time, and they can kind of show off their hard work and what we're working towards. So yeah, the games are fun.
I thought Tristan Stevenson had one of his better games, 9 points, and he was contributing not only points, but just everything else.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a magnet to the basketball. His hands just have magnets on him for it, and doesn't jump very high, and, you know, he's not super fast, but he tries really hard, and he goes for the boards, and when you go for the boards every time, good things happen. You end up with a few.
You have your starters that you have had the first five off the bench, but I feel like your second five is one of those guys that can challenge your first five. And, you know, the whole old saying, iron sharpening iron. Is that the way it is in practice?
Yeah, 100%. And it's very competitive when we go live and do different types of drills, and we're keeping score and time and everything, and winners and losers and everything. And so with that comes some competition, and with competition comes, guys improving and getting better. And playing at a high speed against the starters, that second group is definitely getting better for sure. That's good.
Just, assess this week. You go 3-0 against two very highly competitive teams. I mean, Cardinal, they've had their issues this year, and, they went out and, you know, did what they could. But, two of your three games this week were high-level, crowd in it to the end. Your guys, have no fear. Drake Larson said that to me. Hey, we have no fear. We'll go and play anywhere.
Right, yeah, and our guys have really learned to embrace the challenges that have been in front of us, and we know that we don't get as many challenges as what, you know, some other teams on our schedule have night in and night out. And so when we do have a big game where we can, you know, kind of show off our hard work and what we're working towards and what the type of team is that we can be, they really try to savor that and enjoy it.
Not a bunch of time to rest. You're right back at it on Monday. Davis County in that makeup game. That is a place where the weird things happen. I get the feeling your guys know that, and they're prepared to handle whatever comes their way against a Davis County team that's actually doesn't look like they're too bad this year.
They're good. They've got, you know, some bigs and some guards that can do some things, and they've got a new coach, and so he seems to be doing a great job there. Has them playing really, really hard, and yeah, we're going to have to be ready for it. And it, like you said, at Davis County, it's always a treat to play down there. And so I think our guys, there's some excitement for that because, like you said, the unknown sometimes happens. And there's some fun to that and excitement that our guys look forward to every year when we get to go down there for sure.
All right, we'll see you on Monday night down in Bloomfield.
Okay, thanks, Derek.
That's Joel Keating, Knoxville boys basketball coach, as the Panthers defeat Cardinal by a score of 87-30 on Friday. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Careless.